Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 44th Psalm, and in the previous episode, we looked at the first four verses of it. I want to go back and read those again and read, hopefully, through at least the next four verses. Quite often, the Psalms, you see that there's an eight-verse type of structure. And again, the versification is just simply man organizing some things right here, but there is some poetic devices that we see here. So anyway, Psalm 44. Verse 1 says this. Remember, this is to the choir master. It's a maskil of the sons of Korah. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations. But them you planted. You afflicted the peoples. But them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my God. You are my King, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob, or command victories is probably a better translation. Bring forth and command victories for Jacob. So we see what the psalmist is saying right here, is they've heard what their fathers had said and what God had done in times of old, that it was God who drove out and afflicted the people of the nations, but it was God that planted their forefathers and set them free upon the land, and that God did it. They did not do it by their sword. They did not do it by the power of their arm or their might. No, it was done by the right hand of God, by the power and the arm of God, and the light of your, ESV says face, everything else says presence or countenance. And that's what the real idea that's being communicated here is the presence of God. By the presence of God, these things were done. And so the psalmist declares, you're my King. You're my God. Come on, bring forth more victories. Command victories. Then verse 5, the psalmist continues. Through you, we push down our foes. Through your name, we tread down those who rise up against us. Now, this is important, is it not? He's acknowledging that it's only through the Most High God that we can push down our foes or push down our enemies or push back our adversaries. Those are all accurate translations. It is through God that we can resist and that we can push back. And let me encourage you to really grab a hold of this verse right here, because there are things that are happening in the world today where the enemies are rising in multitude of ways. There's obviously enemies in more traditional wars that are taking place around the world, that kind of thing. Within the United States, where most of us live, within the United States, there are enemies that are coming about that are in a way that's sort of shocking and surprised, and people aren't even sure what it means. It's nothing new. It's been done a long, long, long time. But there's enemies of what is now affectionately referred to as lawfare, not warfare, but lawfare, to where people will bring the supposed law of man against individuals and just go over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, it's happening at a multitude of levels. I was reading this morning even that the Justice Department of the United States of America is seeking to absolutely close down a Christian university, close down a university, because the university refuses the progressive norms of the political leadership and will not do it. And so they're coming after them and saying they've lied about this and they've lied about that and just all these kind of things. Keep in mind that it is through the Lord that we push back our adversaries. Now notice, we have a role and responsibility. Through you, we will push back our adversaries. We have a responsibility to push back. Okay? There's a time when you stand firm. There's a time when you resist. There's a time when you're even aggressive. Okay? Not just standing all the time. There's times when things are called for. But it is through the Lord. Then verse 5, the last half of it, through your name we tread down those who rise up against us or trample down those who rise up against us. It's through the name of the Lord. And again, that name of the Lord is all that is entailed within the character and the traits. And we our language fails us in trying to describe God. So often it's just referred to as through your name, Hashem, okay? The name of the Lord. Verse 6, for not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. So he's picking up what he had said about the forefathers, that the forefathers said it wasn't by our bow, it wasn't by our sword, it wasn't by our shield. It was by the Most High God. And the psalmist is saying, hey, I'm the same way. I don't trust in my bow. I don't trust in my sword. I don't trust in my ability to save myself. Verse 7, but you have saved us from our foes and have put to shame those who hate us. And that put to shame means that he's humiliated them, okay, the ones that hate them. The psalmist is saying, God, you're the one who's done this. You're the one who has saved us. You've saved us from our bow, from our foes. I don't trust in my bow. I don't trust in anything I can do. But I trust in you. I trust in you. So what do we do in the midst of that? Well, verse 8 tells us, in God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever, Selah. Oh, it's got a little Selah here, which means, hey, reflect upon this. Think upon this. Do we boast continually in the name of the Lord? Do we boast continually in God? Do we give thanks? He says that we will give thanks to your name forever. Do we give thanks to the name of God forever? Even in the midst when the enemies are rising up against us, even when the enemies are bringing forth false accusations, even when the enemy brings forth maybe even a correct accusation. Let's say that the enemy finds something that you did 30 years ago, okay, before you were saved or even after you were saved. And now they're seeking to use that which the Lord has long since forgiven you for, and you've pressed on and moved on, but now they want to bring it up. Think that doesn't happen? Well, sure it does, okay? What are you going to boast in? Are you going to boast in your ability to protect yourself? Are you going to boast in your ability to explain yourself? Okay? No. We boast in God continually. We give thanks to your name. We depend upon the name of God. Because what did it say in verse 5? That through your name, we tread down those who rise up against us. And the cool thing about that is that when we're dependent upon the Lord and we trust on the Lord this way, that people see this. And even the enemies that the Lord defeats will see that their defeat came about not because of the wisdom of man, but because of the power of God. And because man has chosen through the name of the Lord to believe. To believe, to trust, and seek God to save. That's what the psalmist is crying out here. You've saved us from our foes. You put to shame those who hate us. Guess what? Because of that, I'm going to boast continually of you, God. Because of that, I'm going to give thanks to your name forever. Keep this in the forefront of our mind and our heart and our spirit, folks, as we deal with these issues of the day. And let's see what the Lord chooses to do in and through each of us. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode.